Welcome, everyone. We're excited to be here this evening. We're national consultants, Kim and Jim Mason, and it's always an honor when Brian asks us to help out on this call. So we hope we can bring some value to you guys tonight. I did want to get started by going over just a little bit of housekeeping. As everybody knows, Ambition registration is up and running, and you can register for the live event or the online event. And we've listened to several calls with Daryl and Eric and the whole crew at Ambit, and they are pumped up about this. They've got amazing thing plans for both the live event and for the online event. They're both going to be spectacular events. There is a special promotion package going on right now. Everybody that gets registered by June 7th, you will be qualified for a drawing, and they're going to do two drawings. It's for a whole free Ambition package, and they're different whether it's the online package or the in-person package. But if you're registered by June 7th, you will be eligible, whichever one you're registered for, to win that package. And the winner will be drawn on June 10th. And it'll be announced on your Ambit Facebook page. So get that out. Help that. Use that as an incentive, guys, to motivate the rest of your team. Everybody who's been to Ambition, who's been in Ambit for any period of time, knows the power of this one event. And we know everybody can't be there in person this year, but those that are there are going to have an amazing time. We've missed everybody. Everybody wants to see everybody and hug everybody, but those that are online, there'll be these virtual arms reaching out and grabbing each and every one of you too to make you all feel just as involved and present in the event. So Ambition is your key to success. It's just an amazing event put on by the corporate office, but you know what's super neat now that we're under the Vista umbrella? We have an amazing bonus promotion going on right now, and it goes through May 21st. Quadruple, triple in all other markets, quadruple in Texas. The only caveat to this bonus promotion is you have to be registered for Ambition. So it all ties together. This bonus promotion is going to help you pay for your attendance to Ambition. And in the past, a triple, quadruple bonus promotion, that typically didn't happen like between Ambition or between simulcast. Those were saved. Those bonus promotions were saved for the rollout at the big event. So this company, our company, is doing it right now. They're rewarding us all along, each and every day, making this journey a wonderful ride, no matter if you're, you know, coming off of the Ambition event or you're 5 months from the Ambition event. They're always giving us incentives and promotions and programs to help us build our businesses. But I do know that coming off of Ambition, we'll have some pretty sweet bonus promotions coming for attendees only from that event too. So guys, get yourself registered for Ambition. That's the bottom line. We did have, I guess you would call it kind of a COVID update on the ECNC call this last week. There is a group of people at Ambit that are monitoring state by state by state that we're in, all the regulations and guidelines, and keeping us abreast and helping us all be ready to roll as the states open up and become more relaxed. And right now we've got several what they would call green states, and these are states that are fully open states. There's no COVID restrictions.
Not
meaning,
blue, not red, green.
Yeah, not blue, not red, but green, Jim says. There, you can have meetings in coffee shops. You can have meetings in hotels. You can do house meetings. You can do one-on-ones. And that's Texas, Massachusetts, Maryland, Ohio, and you are good to go with however you feel fit to get this business in front of people, whether it's belly-to-belly in person at a coffee shop, or whether you still want to do the amazing Zoom meetings that we've all gotten accustomed to over the last year. Our yellow states, these are states that are open, but they have restrictions. Usually they're attendance-type restrictions, so in those states you still have to be careful. New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Delaware, Indiana, and Maine. And our red states, guys, these are the states that just haven't quite been able to open yet, so they're closed for in-person restrictions. You can't really meet in person yet. And that's California, New York, Pennsylvania, Illinois, and Connecticut. But I just wanted to put that out there so you guys know the corporate office, they're moving forward. They're planning on coming and visiting us in the states that they can. They'll start to be making appearances. They want to get back into the fray with all of us and help us all build our businesses. So I find it very exciting and very hopeful that we're moving back towards a way where we have a little bit more freedoms to build the business the way we see best fit. And, you know, I realize a lot of you know us. I've heard a lot of you on the call that we know very well and have heard us talk many, many times throughout the years. And then there are a lot of you who probably don't know us very well, especially with this kind of year and a half lull we've had here in the in-person events. So, Jim, why don't you take a minute and just tell everybody a little bit about us? Like, what was our life like before Ambit? How did we find Ambit, or how did it come into our lives? And what's our life like now?
I'd rather talk about what our life's like now. Thank you, Kim. You do. I got to be the luckiest guy in the whole world. You cover an amazing amount of ground and take care of the details so well. And that has been a wonderful gift to be able to build the business together and to enjoy this journey. It wasn't always like that when we got started. For the new people on the call, welcome. As Kim said, we're national consultants. It's hard to believe we've been in the business for 10 years now. And I guess Brian asked us about a week ago if we would do the call, and I kind of forgot about it, slipped my mind, and all of a sudden I realized it's Sunday because Kim reminded me. And I thought, oh my, what are we going to talk about? And I usually dig through my notes and, you know, frantically try to prepare something that seems cohesive, but I wanted to talk a little less about systems and I guess just the thought process that maybe got us here. And as always, I think the underlying motive here is to move people to action. And that is the great mystery in Ambit. When I got started, I shared this, that part of the conversation, because I do understand why people don't necessarily want to do this. There is a little stigma around networking, or at least there appears to be. And when we got started, I think I struggled with that. I suffered that same mental process that I think so many people that we talk to. It wasn't just that I was busy and out of control and didn't feel successful. All the things that maybe go through your mind when someone poses a question if you'd be interested in looking at a business idea. And you know, the delivery isn't always that smooth. So there's that side of it too. There's the you know, the messenger, and then the person receiving the message. You've got an incredible dynamic there that goes on. So when we first saw this business, it came by way of a magazine, and I think Greg did a pretty good job when he drove 30 miles out of his way to hand that magazine to me. Even though I told him I wasn't interested, and my mental state at that point was exhausted. I was working myself to death. I was physically and emotionally maxed out. I was doing everything I could trying to get ahead, and I would have told you we were successful, and looking back on it, we were. It's just I was doing what the American public, and I guess maybe to a large extent the world, has been taught, and it's so deeply ingrained in our psyche. It's almost, I was going to say difficult to unlearn, but almost impossible to unlearn. And I want you to think about if any of us were ever taught in school to be business people. The question that gets asked so often is, what are you going to be when you grow up? And it implies that your job or your income is who you are. And it really does, in so many ways, define us. And it, you know, it's due to the mechanization and the business culture that kind of runs the world. But it doesn't have to be us as that part of the machine. And so I kind of struck out on my own at a young age and became self-employed. I had worked in a factory for a number of years and worked my way up in that system to what I would consider a pretty good job. I was in a laboratory situation doing quality control and doing utility work. And But I was taught to work by the hour. And so in all of that, I traded my time for money. I just thought that eventually I would have enough money where I could sacrifice some of those after-tax dollars into investments that would grow and, you know, buy rentals and invent things and all the kind of delusional things that maybe people dream about but never do. And after, you know, almost 30 years of working, I wasn't where I wanted to be. And we had sold the landscaping business that I had owned for 26 years. And Kim did the bookwork and the business end of it. And I ran the crews and did the actual physical work out in the field. But at that point, I guess how you look at it, I would have told you we were retired or I was retired. We didn't have enough money to last us the rest of our life. And we were kind of in that space wondering, what are we going to do for the rest of our life? Now, believe it or not, that was about 11 years ago. We've been in Ambit 10 years, and we really did Ambit for about 3 years. Well, Kim says more than that, but I mean, we focused like a real business and worked it as diligently as you would any business. And the neatest part about it is it paid us an above average wage for doing it. And now it pays us a retirement for having done it. And I don't think folks can really, really wrap their idea around it if they haven't had success in business or understand what Ambit as a business can do. There isn't another business model out there that has that kind of potential to pay an above average income in the time frames that are relevant, meaningful, and then develop that residual income. There's nothing that does it. And I wish that there was an effective way to put into words just what having time and money means. And somebody once said, if you just got in and got free energy, it could be between $50,000 and $100,000 worth of income back in your family's budget over your lifetime. And I don't know, $1,000 a year on your gas and maybe $1,000 on your electric times, you know, 20, 30, 40 years, whatever you're going to pay a gas and electric bill, depending on your current age. Even if you just got in and did that, worked a couple weeks, got 15 customers, you know, high bills, averaged half your bill off. What an incredible business to do that for your family's budget. And maintain 15 customers, you know, allowing them to have the guaranteed savings in so many of our states, and then just monitor the rates and make sure that they're competitive in the rest of them. That's just a great program. If that's not good enough, we as business people, by setting ourselves up in business, can get paid to get free energy. So it kind of takes the I don't have time, I'm busy working. They'll pay you to do it. That's a great business. Then take it to the next level where you develop this residual. And I don't understand how people get so enamored with what Social Security is the fallback for so many people. And if they're fortunate to save or have a retirement, that's just great. But to be able to have what we have with Ambit and build a business model, and again, by working diligently, to have it, and somebody used the phrase, what it represents in invested dollars. And the thinking kind of goes, you need about $1 million at a guaranteed withdrawal rate of 4% to make 40 grand a year. And what Ambit has done for us is literally in the millions of dollars of invested capital, not only in that they paid us millions of dollars, we've made multiple millions of dollars for us and our family. But what it represents in invested capital, spin off that kind of income month after month after month for work that we've done 10 years ago and participated in for 3 or 5 years and actively pursued those goals. How do you teach people that in a 2-minute conversation where they think you're trying to talk them into something for your benefit? You have to get past that emotional, mental block that so many people have. About things. So the rest of the story is we got into Ambit, we got started, and we worked real hard, and we met some incredible people along the way, and built some relationships that are so far outside of Ambit that you couldn't put a price on them if they're priceless. And it isn't just about the relationships that we have; it's about the time freedom. We scooted up to Western New York. Kim's mom ended up in the hospital with AFib. It's pretty common, and it's not a big deal, but we wanted to be here. Those weren't the kind of choices that we could have made 8 or 9 years ago to just set it up and everything's taken care of and to be here or be wherever we need to be. Yeah. Ambit is a wonderful gift for the people that pursue it. It does take work. And most of it isn't the physical work or carving out the time. These are the shallow excuses that average people want to use to stay where they are. It takes real work. It takes conquering the mental demons that we've been taught to believe in and the parts of us that need to change so that we're healthier, more whole human beings. So that's the short version. I don't know if that will help people. I would say work on yourselves. Jim Rohn said to study and to work real hard on yourself and make yourself more valuable as a person, and you'll have more to offer, and hopefully you can help more people along the way. I'm going to turn this back over to Kim. We're going to talk a little more about keeping it simple, because the things that we do on a daily basis to make this work are really mundane, simple things. It's the mental work that's the challenge for most of us.
Thanks, Jim. I think what he was talking to when he said three and a half years, that's when we made our run, guys. When we got in, we set our goals on the prize, basically, and it took us a little bit of time in our journey to realize that the goal or the prize was national consultant in our eyes, and we did reach that in 3.5 years. We made our first million and national consultant, and that's what he meant by we really worked it hard. And then from national consultant, we've continued to work our business as it fits around our lifestyle, traveling around, working with amazing teams all over Ambit, and just getting the pleasure of being a part of a lot of people's lives and helping them also achieve their dreams. And you know, that's one of the neatest things about Ambit. As you go to work for others, as you help them to reach their goals, you in turn reach your goals. And it's a beautiful picture. It's completely opposite of corporate America. That's not how corporate America works. It's not a dog-eat-dog world here in Ambit. It's a let's help everybody. And the more people you help, the more people you help realize their dreams, the more likely your dreams are to come true. And the things that we've realized as we built our business, and really, it's I want to share with you a concept that we feel really is vitally important, not only to your success in Ambit, but really in life. And that is, like Jim just said, keeping things simple. Just don't overcomplicate the issue. If you can focus on keeping things simple, this really will translate to a successful business and ultimately to the prize, which is that residual income. That residual income is what sets yourself free. I want you guys just to think, you know, what is a residual income that would make a difference in your life? If you knew on the 15th of every month, Ambit was going to send you a couple $1,000 or $5,000 or $10,000, whatever it is, think about that and visualize that. And then we'll work it backwards so that you can reach that goal, because that residual income is what you're driving for. Now, the process of keeping things simple, guys, I understand in this technological age, it's gotten lost. It's hard. With all the information that's online now, most people literally are just confused. And what does confusion do? It stops you dead in the tracks. It leads to inactivity. And most of all, it leads to frustration. Often, you know, the barrage of emails and texts and calls and meetings, they all keep us from doing our most important work. I mean, we can't even make a simple decision half of the time now, let alone a big decision. There's a funny video, if you guys want to look it up. It's an Ellen DeGeneres video. I've played this at talks in the past at Power Trip and at other talks, and people who know us have kind of heard my thought process around this. But go look up the video. It's an older one of Ellen DeGeneres, and it's about toothpaste and about making choices. And it's worth watching. You're going to laugh so hard you'll cry. I mean, I laugh like crazy when I watch it. But this clip, it really shows you some reality. She shows how you can't even make a simple decision, like what kind of doggone toothpaste to buy, based on all the information that's out there, instead of just going and getting a tube of toothpaste that cleans your teeth. But in thinking, so watch that clip. That's why I bring that up. I like to keep things light. But in thinking about keeping things simple, I'm going to recommend two books that I think everybody should read in their life, and it will help clarify this. The first book is a book called Essentialism, and it's by Greg McKeown. And the key thought in this book is there's just too many choices. And this really is an unprecedented change in the human condition. Really, for the first time, literally, a substantially and rapidly growing number of people now have choices. It's not just in America, but it's all over the world. We all are having choices. And for the first time, we have to truly manage ourselves. And as a society, you know, we're pretty much unprepared for this. We've lost our ability to filter what is important and what is not. And this is called decision fatigue. And this is what drags you down. So read this book. It gives you a lot of good guidelines on how to deal with that and how to move past that. And the second book I really, really recommend is a book called The One Thing. And it's by Gary Keller. Jim just walked by and said, I knew that's the book she was going to say. It's a great book. This book teaches you to focus on the big things, on what really matters. It's a fantastic read. I've taught on this book this past year, actually, in some of the Zoom presentations. But in a nutshell, it's about how you can achieve big ideas. And big ideas are achieved by, one, going small, two, going extreme, three, saying no, and four, not getting caught or trapped in that checkoff game. So what does going small mean? This means don't focus on being busy, but focus on being productive. You need to really allow what matters most to drive your day. What are the things that will actually make a difference? Think about that and focus in on what are the things that make a difference. And then after you've identified those things, you've got to go extreme. And what this means is once you've figured out what really matters, so you've kind of drilled in on the details and you've got a list of what really matters, now you've drilled in on that. Now keep asking yourself, this is to the extreme, what matters most until there's only one thing left. And that's why this book is called The One Thing. That one thing is the core activity that should go to the top of your success list. And that's the one you're going to get done because that's the one that's going to matter the most. And then saying no means just what it says. Whether you say later or whether you say never, the point is to say not now to anything else that you can do until that most important thing, that most important work is done. For example, like organizing your desk may seem really important in order to focus and get going, but that's not the priority over the one thing of maybe calling that hot prospect you met that you're afraid to call, but that's the one thing that's going to lead you to the success that you need. And then getting trapped in the checkoff game, guys, this is something we all do. Don't do this. This is when you're checking things off your list, like you make a list and you get trapped in checking off the things that really aren't important. It makes you feel good because you're going through your list, but you're not getting the things done that you need to. Things don't matter equally, and success is only found in doing what matters most. And really, guys, the bottom line is doing the most important thing is always the most important thing. So to bring this back to AMBIT, guys, what is the most important thing? And it may be different for you than it is for me, but what we've come to find is if you're not getting a weekly income, you're not going to be growing a residual income. And I know that almost everybody got into AMBIT because they wanted to create another source of income. They were looking at their lives. They were tired. They were running around. They were stressed out. They wanted to breathe. They wanted some time. And they might have wanted to supplement whatever income they have or build their retirement income. And creating that residual income is that. And that really is the one thing that we need to focus on. How do we create that residual? doesn't matter. You know, if you can sponsor consultants really well and you have 100 consultants on your team, but they don't trigger, none of them trigger their first bonus, that is like having zero consultants on your team. You may make a lot of friends out of that, but you're not going to make any money if nobody triggers any bonuses, and you won't build that residual income. That weekly income is what translates to your residual income. And the simple things we do, guys, everybody knows this who's in Ambit. You can say it in your sleep. We do two simple things. We gather a handful of customers for ourselves, and then we teach and help others to do the same thing. And there's many, many trainings on how to gather these customers and how to show the plan. And we could do a step-by-step training, you know, like a jumpstart type training to go over how do we gather customers? How do we ask for their support? How do we show them the benefit of being an Ambit customer? What you need to do if you don't know how to do that is watch the videos in Ambit University and then reach out, ask for help from your sponsor, from Crossline people that you know, from your RC or SC or ECN up. People who've done what you want to do will be able to help you learn what it is you're trying to learn to do. It really is a simple process, and you can do this. I know you can. If you can do this, then I want you to realize that you can also teach others to do this. And that's really the message I wanted to drive home tonight. But I want to illustrate that too many choices leads to confusion and leads to inactivity. And in trying to decipher information, we just get lost and we fail to act. We fail to do what it is we need to do. And I'm going to ask you to participate here with me for just a minute to kind of illustrate how oftentimes we know what we want, but we don't do what it is we need to do to get what we want. So wherever you are right now, and I'm assuming most of you are all at home, and if you're in bed, I'm going to ask you to get up because I want you, if you would love to win the lottery, if you think winning the lottery would be something you would love to do, to stand up. So everybody, if you think you want to win the lottery, just stand up where you are right now. Now that you all are standing, because I'm sure everybody wants to win the lottery, I want you to stay standing if you actually bought a lottery ticket this last week. So if you bought a lottery ticket, you can stay standing. If not, back to bed, guys. Sit back down. Now, if all of you could look through the phone and see everybody who's here, I'm sure my guess right now is most of us are back in our chairs or back in our bed. We're not standing anymore. Almost all of you, I would wager, wanted to win the lottery. That is something that you thought would be neat. Yet I bet most of you didn't even do the one simple thing that's needed to be done in order to win the lottery, and that's buy a doggone lottery ticket. Why is that? Why do we fail to do the one thing we need to do to reach a goal we say we want to reach? Guys, Ambit is our lottery ticket. How many of you showed the plan this last week? You want to make money, you want to make residual income, you want to grow your business, you believe in the Ambit dream. Did you do the one thing you need to do? Did you press play on a video? Did you get someone on a Zoom call? If you're in a state where you can meet with someone in person, did you go have coffee with a friend and show them this Ambit business? We have to do that activity if we want to sponsor consultants, teach them how to gather customers to trigger that weekly bonus to get our residual income. That's an activity that should be at the top of your success list. We all need to do this, guys. We don't beat yourself up if you didn't do it. This is something we all need to do. We all need to act. We all need to do this one simple thing that's going to lead to our success. We need to share this business with others. We need to gather a few customers, and we need to help others do the same thing. So I hope that you guys can find value in that. I'm looking so forward to getting back and seeing everybody and doing some trainings face-to-face with everybody and rubbing elbows and just getting this amazing business around everybody. And I think that if you can take those things and keep them in mind, you guys are going to have a successful, successful business. I know Jim wants to just say a couple things here in closing this up, but we are thrilled and excited to be here with each of you guys this evening.
That is a great presentation, Kim. I love how you wrap it together, because in Ambit, for people who do pursue it and have success, It is like winning the lottery. It truly is. It's an incredible gift that we've been fortunate to be blessed with. And it is available for anybody who wants to go and do the work and obviously pay attention to the social dynamics that are so powerful here. And I truly don't think that people understand the psychological work that needs to be done to go out and to do this effectively so that the work that you do becomes meaningful. To have those conversations with people that are heartfelt and meaningful, that produce results so that you get where you're going in time frames to keep you engaged. I think that's the insight that we all need to work on. And I pray everybody has a great week and everybody's healthy. We look forward to seeing everybody. It was great hearing you on the call. I feel like it's all part of a large extended family, and we're blessed to be part of it.
I'm going to unmute the line now, guys, and stop this recording so everybody can say